say if you bought 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes, what would you put them in?
I'd have
to
make a bag.
No, it'd be the, not a paper bag. Most of it in the middle.
Some kind of sack bag. And most of them need big paper bags. Chicken feed.
Even if it's that big and made out of cloth?
I'm sacks.
Like a feed sack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth like this and you blow on it?
Some people call it mouth organs.
Do you have a different name?
Harmonica. That's what they call it now. They call it mouth organ. That name's harmonica. I know my brothers, when I was home, they bought a lot of them things. They call it mouth organ. They don't just call them that now.
Excuse me
a minute.
Sure.
Should we stop it a minute?
Mm-hmm. But now, later years, they change the name to everything.
Can't keep up with them all.
Okay.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal, but you hold it between your teeth and you pick it?
Well, I don't know what this is. I know it's on TV, that man.
Tell you want to pick that one?
Mm-hmm.
You hop.
I don't know.
I know the name of that song.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle and one child sits here and one sits here and they go up and down?
What, a plunge in it
or something? Oh my gosh. Seahorse. But fine, you can see it turned on and on.
Mm-hmm. They'd be in the middle, and some young ones on each one.
But that's what they call it for.
Did you call it a flying Jenny?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'd never heard of that one before.
Mm-hmm. That's what they used to call them.
flying Jenny. She's got a big post here.
Uh-huh.
And that there, holding on to that there post, and then there's some of them turning, some get in the middle, some on the end of the rim, some there. Then the rest came round and round, 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 round.
Oh.
That's fine, yeah.
I see.
But that bowl there, the bottom down, you can't see
them. Them boys didn't make them down.
See, oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Oh,
would that be a flying Jenny?
Maybe.
Just about like it. Mm-hmm. Just about.
Are there any other names for that?
I don't know.
I don't want to see them in the show.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives?
Wet rock. Grinding rock. Do you want?
Flat piece has to be like a wet rock.
Now, we've been noticing fences outside and all around here, and we wondered if you could help us to distinguish what kinds they are. Could you help me to draw some different kinds of fences? And just tell me what kinds you know of and describe them?
Yeah, I don't know, but the wire fence.
What about a pale fence?
Well, they have pale fences, too.
We don't have them.
But they have them around yard.
What do they look like?
They're little slats.
Little slats nailed together.
High as you want it, and the bottom piece. And take your peelings to it, you call them peelings.
Are they narrow like this?
Narrow. You can get by them, but they mostly have the narrow ones, about like that, or something maybe like that.
Mm-hmm. Is there any difference between a pale fence and a paling fence?
I don't think
they are all the same.